Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I want to dive into one of my favorite parts of business, and that is adding new offers. This is what we as entrepreneurs live for. It's how we test out new ideas, how we stay engaged, how we stay ahead of the market, and adapting to changes and evolving your business by adding these new products or services or frameworks or intellectual property is how you grow and sustain your business. But we want to be sure that these innovations, these new ideas, these new offers align with your existing strategy so that they're moving you towards your goals rather than just being a fun distraction. Strategies are not just documents that we complete once and then we file them away. They're there to be used as a roadmap for your journey. So when you come up with a new offer, it's crucial that it fits into that framework so that you're not just adding something new for the sake of it, but you're making sure that it fits into the big picture that you have for your business. This alignment is what ensures that every new product or offer or piece of intellectual property drives your business forward in the right direction in a cohesive way. When you ignore your strategy, your new products or offers or services or IP aren't aligned with your business goals. And so they confuse your customers, they strain your resources, they can dilute your brand. And you risk investing in something that might not deliver a return, which is a serious issue for a small business, right? We have limited resources to play with. It's key to understand that without your new offer fitting into your strategic framework, there's a chance that you're not just standing still, but rather that you're actually going backwards. You're moving away from growth. So how do we make sure that our offer integrates with our strategy before we implement it? That's kind of key. Let's just draw a line there. Don't go implementing till you've checked that it meets your strategy. So let's think about some of the questions we could ask ourselves to consider whether that new idea, that shiny object, that squirrel that we're chasing actually integrates into our strategy. As you know, all our strategies go back to vision and mission. So does this new offer align with that? And does it meet our core values? Do we feel good about doing this thing? And is it driving us in the right direction? Is it meeting a real need from your customers, or is it just a shiny distraction? Have people asked you for this? Have you seen a gap in the market? Have you done market research that's confirmed it? Have you beta tested it? What have we done to confirm that this is something people want, not just something that we want to do? It's also key to think about this new idea or offer or IP in the context of all your other offers, especially your core offer and your offer that makes the most money. Those two might not be the same thing. It's important that before you go ahead, you understand whether this offer is complementary, so it fits into the customer journey, it supports one of your current offers, or if it's cannibalizing your existing offers. Often when we're thinking about what could come out of an offer, we think about how we would sell it, how much we could sell it for, how many times we could sell it, but we don't actually stop and think about what the downside of that might be in terms of our current business. And that can be in terms of people wanting this offer versus wanting your other offer, but you can also think about it in terms of where you're spreading your resources to. You also want to think about how it's going to impact your operations. Do you have the tech to support it? Do you have the team to support it? Do you know what systems and processes you're going to need in order to support this? Can you deliver on this offer without unsettling all of the rest of your operations? We're not in a vacuum here. We want to think across everything that's happening in our business. Once it's passed all of these sort of high-level tests, you can move into risks and rewards categories, also known as pros and cons, and you can start to see how these balance out. Is it worth taking the risks? Is there some risks you need to mitigate? And finally, you want to make sure you know how you're going to measure success. We as entrepreneurs, we love a new idea and we get so excited by the idea. We just want to see if we can do it, whether or not we get a return. We just want to see if it's possible. And that's not the best way for us to measure the success of a new venture. So these questions are not meant as a checklist. I just want to give you some idea of how you can think about where your new offer, framework, IP integrates into your current business so that you can stop thinking about them in isolation and think about the knock-on impact around your business, positive or negative.